Welcome to the Yeshiva Shalmaila. This is David Lichtenstein. Today we're going to continue speaking about the mitzvahs hayayim, plural. What are they? They are one, the coronavirus, and the mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. And two, we'll be speaking about Pesach. So among our other topics we'll be discussing is two kashas to ask the Satmar Rebbes. Anybody who knows the Satmar Rebbes, I don't have the honor. Please, if you could give them over a shayla b'shmi, I would greatly appreciate it. We will say some Torah both on the matzah we're going through, as well as something maybe to say over by the Seder, something to take condolence in. I got called by a 90-year-old woman a few days ago. She said, how am I supposed to make a Seder by myself? How? My Seder usually goes till 4 in the morning. What am I do now with my Einikloch and Ur Einikloch? And then she said, and how do I kasha my kitchen sink? I can't pour the boiling water by myself with a stone. I could get burned. And all the vacuuming, I have no help. We'll be talking about that too. And then we're going to also, for the Talmidei Chachamim here, we're going to leave with 7 or 8 riddles at the end to keep you interested both before and over Pesach. But before that, I just want to say a little bit about the mitzvahs hayayim of pikuach nefesh. You know, we called out before Purim, Corona, the dangers. And immediately after Purim, we said, it's coming to your community. And I believe I mentioned all the Fruma community says, it hasn't come yet, but it's coming and it's coming fast and it's dangerous. That's what the expert said. So quarantine, stay inside, which by the way, I've been inside since Purim, going a little stir crazy, to be honest with you. And you know, to close shuls, is a davar gadol ma'ayid, a davar chamur ma'ayid. You know, the Ramban in Emor, when he talks about the Mikroi Kodesh, Eilam Ma'yadei Hashem, he says, Ma'yid is a time of gathering, Miloshin Hizvados, right? He says, well, here's the Lashon Ramban, Shubiyoyim Hazeh, he's talking about Shabbos too, because Shabbos is in the Ma'yadim. He says, Beferish, Shabbos is also part of the Mikroi Kodesh. Shubiyoyim Hazeh, Kulam Kruim V'nesafim L'kadei Shoyisei. All of Klal Yisrael is called to rendezvous with the Rabbeinu Shalom and with the rest of Klal Yisrael to sanctify him. L'kadei Shoyisei. Ki mitzvi al Yisrael L'hikobetz B'beis Elokim L'kadei Shayoyim B'farhesya. So it's a great thing. But we also said it's not doicha. Pikuach nefesh, shnad doicha v'chai behem, only gili arayis, avayda zara, and shvichas damim. And anybody who paskins otherwise is megal upon him b'tayr, shalai kalacha. Those are the only things. So it is very serious, but pikuach nefesh is doicha. And hopefully, some of my wonderful listeners may have listened to my advice, and maybe we were doicha, maybe we saved a life or two. But here's my kasha for the Satmar Rebbes. Here's a message that came out today from the sons of the Novominska Rebbe.
This is Yisrael Perlo. I'm speaking in the name of myself and my brother, and I'm asking all Yazidim alumni not come to the Levaya, neither in Barofax nor in the Beis Olam. This would definitely be the rotzen of my father not to be goyim, even a chashash, the chashash of the Chilul Hashem.
So here's my question. Unless you're blind, if you've been reading any of the national news, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, I've gotten clips from NBC, CBS, New York Post, in Williamsburg, they continue, and Borough Park, they continue Levias. The Shapran Rav was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, had a levaya, it said, with hundreds of people, Rabbi Meir Eker, and their daddy was a Adam Kaddish, the Verdana Rav, the Kashiglov Rebbe. So here's my question that I ask you to ask the Satmar Rebbes, if you know them. You know, the Divrei Yoel, the first Satmar Rebbe in America, Rabbi Yoelish, many times, and I'm going to quote a few of them, and the Divrei Yoel makes the following comments. He says, Sholcha esta l'chachamim, we just passed Purim, kavuni l'doires, make Purim forever. So they said, we can't, because kina at moireres aleinu l'bein ha'agayim, you are being moira, kina, hatred, among the umay sa'ilam, and unless it's beferish in a Torah, we're not allowed to do that. Why? Because one of the Gimel Shavuos is, Aser l'hiskareis pe'umais. Kaidim Zman Bias Melech HaMashiach. This is from the Divrei Yael. We can't antagonize the Umas Olam. And based upon this reading of the Gimel Shvois, which has become a cornerstone of Satma, they don't serve in the Israeli army because they believe it's Laskaris B'umais. In other words, stay still. Don't create a Chil Hashem. Don't create antagonism. He says it in many times. Here is in Parashas Ve'era. He says, how was Klal Yisrael able to shecht the Karban Pesach in front of the Mitzrim when it's over the great Isser, Lizgaris P'umais? And he says it's only because there was a Beferish Yitzivai. Without that, Avada Naivada, they wouldn't have been allowed to do it. So my question is, when it makes it into the front page of all the papers, all the national papers, how we, when I say we, I consider myself among the, among the Kehal Mimana, the Holy Hasidim, when we're there making big levayas, what do they say? They say the Jews are spreading disease. And it creates real hatred. You should see the comments on the pages here. So what happened to the Divrei Yael's admonition, right? And Alagula Valatmura over 15 times, Lesgares Pumais. What happened? Is it possible that the new generation doesn't follow this? Maybe they believe that the Gimel Shvuas, like the Arsamer said, and when is battle? Has that changed? And here's another thing. The Divrei in the Agula Valatmura, he brings from the great Teferes Shleima. He says on the Pasuk, V'loisichalu eshem kodshi, v'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So the Devrayel brings from, he asks, it says, V'loisichalu eshem kodshi v'nigdashti. What's the juxtaposition, one to the other? So he says, because sometimes people think, I'm going to make a chil Hashem, but a kiddush Hashem will come out of it. Right? I'm going to make a big levaya because it shows our chavivas for Torah, for the tzaddikim, etc. Esekim teraisa kiddush Hashem and ishdukin chil Hashem. Like the Satmar Rebbe, no. V'loi sechalu Hashem kachi. The only way is nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael is if it's koidim to that, is the tenai of v'loi sechalu Hashem kachi. So my question, if somebody sees the two Satmar Rebbes, they could give over, how do... currently now, where are they? Like, are they, missing in action? What happened to these admonitions, which are multiple times in the Svarim of the Leah Satma Rebbe, Zecharenu Levracha?
Here's the Jibo Dayan from Montreal, who happens to be a Satmara Talmud, Baruch Shekivanti Odaiti Agad, where he says the same thing. He says, why are you doing this? Esav Sainali Adai Yaakov, Halacha Biyadua, Lesiskaru Boimes. Do you want to cause a pogrom? Here, listen to the fiery words of the Jibo Dayan. I don't know if you understand Yiddish, but if not, I've basically given over the gravamen of his argument.
I'm going to have a kid that I've wegen dem Ingen von Davonen mit Minionen. Sie sind Ingen Menschen versteigt, sie sind Möhre, die geweiht. Sie sind mir auch wahr, aber auch heim. Sie sind mir auch wahr, ich darf jeden Tag bei Jechides, sie ist Schabbos, sie ist Jontef, wer hat noch sein Kind bei sich? Sie sind jeden hier wahr. Man kann nicht teuer sein. Ich kann nicht sitzen an und bedienen, sie hat Porsche mit der Porsche, sich hier mit Zaref, nicht mit Zaref.
Okay, that was my point one. So, let me say a word on the terrible time we're going through now. You open up, a paper, you listen on the news, it's just shreklach how many rabbonim and tzaddikim and gedolim and balei mishpacha and mothers, mother yesterday of 10 children, a young mother was ripped away in Lakewood. So I want to say something, maybe divrei nechama, even though you're not maspidim benisan, and also maybe something from, we said over a word from the Belzerov, Rabara LaBelz, he's on Har Menuchas, he's buried next to Moshe Feinstein. He lost 8 children in the Holocaust. Can you imagine? He lost 4 sons and 4 daughters. He was left childless. Yes, the great Rabara LaBelz was left without any children. He was left barren, bereft of children. So Rabara LaBelz, he said his son of Rabbi Yeshua Heschel was supposed to be the next Belzer Rebbe. He was killed. Elazar Menachem Nochem, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Moshe, and his 4 daughters, Adela, Miral, Rivka Miriam, etc., all mentioned, written on his keva, because they don't even know where they were buried. So his first Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, he escaped from, I believe it was Romania, he came, or Hungary or Romania, I believe it was Romania. He landed in Haifa, and all the Frumma Jews in Haifa came to the first Friday night. And this is the first vart that he said. It was Shabbos Shira. So he said, it's Oz Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael. So Rashi says, Mekan l'tchiyas ha-meisim in ha-taira. So the Belzer Rebbe said, like, why tchiyas ha-meisim in ha-taira here? What does that have to do with Oz Yashir? So the Belzer Rebbe put his head down. He said, Chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael. 4 out of 5 died. They came to the other side of the Yamsuf. How could they sing Shira? Everybody lost, a family of 5 lost 4 children, 1 survived. How could they say Shira? He said, there was only one way to say Shira. Mikan l'tchiyas ha-meshem, manatayra. They will all return. So I want to be Maisef. I said this last week, but I want to be Maisef on the Heiliger of Allah, but Rara Lavelza's Torah. It's really even more than that. You know, the Visionets are Rebbe. I heard a story with Rav Chaim Meirel of Visionets that a Holocaust survivor came to him. And he said to him, I lost my child. I learned Mishnayos with him. I learned Chumash. He's gone. He disappeared in the flames. And he was crying and crying. So the Visionets of Rebbe told him, he said, I want to tell you something. Nothing that you did got lost. Every davening that you davened with him, it's in a safe box in Shemayim. Every Pasuk Chumash you learned with him, it's stored away. It's there. You don't see it, but it's there. And he continued, and he was Mephias, this person. It was Leinechem, like the Miriam said. It's Ashabram Leinechem. It seems to you that it's gone, but it's not. It's still there. Everyone. So I want to shtel to a medrash to this beautiful story. The medrash in Rabban Vayishlach, in Perek Ayin Ches, says a very fascinating story. It says, Chad Amod Ara, an Amoritz, Omolei L'Rabbi Shia. Who is Rabbi Shia? Rabbi Shia Bala Brisis, right? He was a Talmud of Rabbi Chia. He was Masadar all the Brisis. He said to him, Rabbi Shia, in Amrit Lachada Milsa Tov, if I tell you something really good, At Amrit B'tziburim in Shmi, will you maybe say it over in my name? Amalei Mahi. Yes, Rabbi Shia said, what is it? So the Samarit said, he said, all the presents that Yaakov Avinu gave to Esav, Asidin umas oilam lachziran lemelech HaMashiach. He's going to give them back to Melech HaMashiach. And how did he say? He says, I'll bring you a raya. The Samarit told Rabbi Shia. It says, Malchei Tarshish ve'im mincha yoshivu. They will return a mincha. So he was Madaik, Yaviyu Enksiv Khan, Eli Yashivu. Must be the returning those gifts. So Rav Ishiya said, Amale Chayecha, Mila Tava, and I'm going to say it over. So I have the following Ha'ara. The Melech HaMashiach, may he come quick. By the way, I saw a very funny vart from the Belzer Rav on this. I'll tell you in a minute. But I have a question. The Melech HaMashiach, may he come speedily. Is he going to need, you know, 100 gemalos meinikos, 100 camels that are nursing, female camels, or 200 goats? What is he going to do, open up a petting zoo? Well, it's a very dramatic gemara, but mincha yeshiva, like, what's the benefit of it? By the way, the Belzer Rav, Sheila Belzer, said a very cute vart in this, in the derech of Warren Buffett, Shleim Kivnu B'derech Echad, he said, what do you mean, what is he going to do with it? He said, think of it, this is 4,000 years ago. They all had children. You know how much a dollar, 4,000 years, even if it grows at 1% a year, you know what a dollar turns into over 4,000 years? Trillions of dollars. I did the math. He's right. He said he didn't want those goats. Those goats would have been more money than the world, the GDP of the entire planet. Okay. Cute vart. But I want to say what I think is a more machshavadik of art. What is the Melech HaMashiach going to get back? Those camels? Like, what do we need them for? I think the Medrash is telling us something very profound. Yaakov Avinu gave to Esav the labor, the fruit of 20 years of labor. Zeli esrim shana beveisecha, avadaticha b'shnei v'reisecha v'shei shanim b'tzeinecha v'tachleif es marskurti aser es mayim. He gave him a lot, right? It must have grieved him. He says, at the end of time, like this vision, it'll come back. No tefillah that was davened will not come back. It's all being stored. It's in the bank. Some people spend the money. Some people put it in an IRA. It's all stored. Every maisa chesed, every penny of tzedakah, every machshava taiva, every shmira in a loisase, every zrizas in an ase, they're all stored Mincha Yeshivu. He said they're all coming back. So in these times, Nebuchadnezzar, there are people that are losing so many people, and who am I to say anything? But perhaps it's a time to remember. All of it will come back. All of them will come back. Their Maisim Tovim will come back. They're all stored for them, for their children, for their Reinikov. I want to say, before we go to our riddles, I want to say one vart on Pesach that I think, I've said it before, but I think it's more powerful than ever. You know, I told you, this elderly woman, and I've heard this from a number of people, I'm alone for the Seder. And if they're being machmer and pikuach nefesh, elderly people should be alone for the Seder. And even young people should be alone for the Seder. They shouldn't be, you know, contaminating others. Chametz is b'mashu. Coronavirus is b'mashu too. It's good timing. But I want to share with you. So I said, what do I do? And who do I sell it? I used to go till 4 in the morning. How do I kasha? Here's what I told this wonderful person, or it's what I should have told her. I don't remember exactly what I said. There's an avoida in the Seder that is strange. And what is that? The last is nirtza. Chasal sidr Pesach kel chasay. Now, what does the word nirtza mean? It's machloikus in nachrayim. But nirtza appears rarely in Tanakh. And when it does appear, dabru alev Yerushalayim nirtza avoina. What does the Targum say? Ishtaviku lochevata. It was fulfilled, right? What does the Radak say? Nishlam, complete, nasa. So nirtza means I did what I was supposed to do. Now here's my question. Usually the klal is, we're starting Pirkei Avos right after Pesach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Kibbel, what did he say? Al tachzik toifa l'atzmecha. Don't pat yourself on the back, right? What does the Medrash say on it? And the pasuk Yemen or Yisrael kidalim chaste. In fact, the medrash ain't no mina adam loymer al atzma yishu toiv. Yahalalucha zarva loy picha. Stop patting yourself on the back. So why do we go the other way here? So I'm going to go b'derech of the kedushas Levi, and I want to say something that is powerful. You know, Pesach by night, everybody finished cleaning on a regular year, not this year, right? And what happens? And this is, by the way, the only mitzvah that I know of. There's one exception, maybe, depending on how you learn. Asisi kichalasher sivi sani by Bikura. But except there's not a mitzvah we have that you, a confident proclamation that our avoida has been accepted. It's unique to the Seder, right? So here's sort of a derech of the Kedushas Levi. This is really a baditcha of art. The Pesach, it's the Seder. Getting ready, it's intense. It's stressful. I don't know, but you know, I remember my mother, Tzvangir, and she used to sit by the Pesach Seder practically comatose. You know, 4 weeks of endless cleaning, shopping, kids. And the kids? Tired. Hungry. There's nothing to eat, Erev Yom Tov. Right? Restless. Go sit them down for 4 hours. Cranky. Uncooperative. And they're not interested in hearing about the frogs and the blood. And the husband who worked so hard on his Torah, guess what? There's nobody, the wife is sleeping, the kids are cranky, nobody wants to hear all the Torah that you prepared for. Something always goes wrong. A typical family after the Seder is always upset. They either, there was a fight, because this one was exhausted, tired, wasn't listening. They forgot to buy the right type of wine, or the matzah had a kfeila in it, right? Or the wine cups were in kashit. Somebody forgot to buy. The favorite Haggadah was probably lost. Some dish was burned. Maybe, God forbid, a pretzel was found underneath by one of the kids under the carpet. Wine spills on the new tablecloth. The white shirt got ruined. On the chairs, the upholstery, kids spilled a glass of wine. Well, kids, you know, give them 4 glasses of wine. The kittel got wine in it. And forget it, with mechutanim, siblings. It's a recipe for disaster. So why do we end it in Nirtza? So I want to tell you a vart. You know, the Pesach Sheni is one of only two assays, mitzvahs assay, that you get karis if you don't do it. You're an agishnit. Now you're torn off from, which doesn't make sense, because an assay means usually you get paid for it. It's like do and you get credit, extra credit. If I don't do it, I don't get the credit, but I shouldn't get karis. You don't get an agaris, and it's only for a lav. But it's mavur in Chazal that the reason is, and Rashi, but it's Sifri, that the Karban Pesach, which is called Moha Avodah Zayis Lachem, It's like the entry card into Klal Yisrael. It's like the citizenship papers. Do you know that there was a boat now out in the ocean that a lot of American citizens were on a Carnival cruise line. Many of them had corona, and they wanted entry. So they cabled the State Department, and a lot of politicians said, don't let them in. The State Department said, I'm sorry. If they have a citizenship card, you have to let an American citizen in. You have no choice. Which is why, by the way, Rashi brings every gear, should bring a carbon Pesach, even if it's in the middle of the year, Rashi says. It brings such a havamina, right? It's a citizenship card. So what is the Seder about? Which is, it's based around the carbon Pesach. It's the night of carbon Pesach. It's about saying, I am a card-carrying citizen. That's it. I have a citizenship card. I am a member of Klal Yisrael. And if you don't, Chas V'Shalom, even though it's an asay, Pistaka Nogarisana, that's why it is Karis. So you see, Lamashal, the Gemara, we invite the Ben HaRasha. Well, the Gemara in Chulin says that somebody who teaches Torah to a Talmud Sheini Hagain, right? The teacher is Neufel Gehenim. He's an Oved Avodah Zara. Like he compares him to somebody who's Markulis, who's an idolatrous cult, like somebody, right? But by the Seder, we invite everybody. We want you to be. It doesn't matter on if you're a tzaddik. Get a citizenship card. Get that entry card. Get the passport to heaven. Right, get the bedicha of a passport. That's what the carbon Pesach is. It's the passport. It's the citizenship to heaven. So what is Nirtza like other Averis? It doesn't matter if you're a good citizen. It doesn't matter if you're stuck on that cruise and there's a suffix that you have coronavirus. You signed up. You're in Nirtza. No matter who you are, what you are, it's accepted. So even though we all say, Altia Beinecha Ketzadik, right? It's not person, Yehalucha Zar. Here we say, I was accepted. Pat yourself on the back at the end of the Seder. No matter what you did, it's good enough. And I think this year, say, you know what, you're alone, make the Seder. And if it's a half an hour, one thing to make sure to do, sing Nirtza, Mamish, mit ganze Kavana. Sing whatever Nusach, Yochasal, the Pesach is. Get up and sing and dance. Because the Baal HaGadah guarantees us, you were accepted. And Pesach, showing up is enough. Now let's go. This week I'm going to do something different because we have a lot of Yeshiva Bachrim at home, Talmidei Chachamim, or Balabatim, like me. I'm going to do 7 riddles, and you know we're going to read off the riddles afterwards, and whoever gets them correctly, Bli Neder, we'll send them something. We'll send them a sefer Bli Neder. Before we go to the riddles, I want to put in a self-serving advertisement. It's if you learn the daf, you're learning Masechta Shabbos, right? The best sefer to come out on Hilcha Shabbos, I think, in a long time, and I say this with a lot of prejudice, I'm going to get a dover, is the Mishnah Achrayna, 2 volumes on the Mishnah Berurah Hilcha Shabbos. And it has all the new law. That was my goal, even though there's a lot of beer in there too. It's taken over 10 years to put together, to write, and to edit. And it has fantastic haskamas, including from the Rashi Bahag, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who writes that he enjoyed it very much, right? And almost, you know, most of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, many from America, very beautiful haskamas. So I know you can't go to a Sfarim store now, but if while you're learning Shabbos in the Daf, you want to also look up a halacha and see all the chikavarid, all the gishmaka, every debate is in there. And just like here on the program, I don't shut down arguments. I don't say, this is how we paskin. On the bottom, we'll bring, this is the reason to be makel, this is the reason to be machmir. This is this one's svara, that's that one's svara. You know, let a lot of our listeners or readers, let them understand the sugya and understand it stadim, because your case may be unique. So if you send an email to info@headlines.com, we will fulfill this order by mail, even though if you can't go to a Sfarim store. And we're charging $20 for the set, which is 2 big volumes. So it's a very good pricing too. It's subsidized. That's a very self-serving advertisement. And I'm going to also add on something that I don't think you've ever seen before on a Sefer, that if you're not satisfied and you don't think it's the best Sefer in Hilcha Shabbos that you've ever seen, you send it back. It comes with a full money-back guarantee. Now let's go to our riddles. Here is the first riddle. And this riddle is becoming more relevant in automated time. Like, if I were to ask you, if you could get a robot to be Baidik Chametz in your house, which we're not that far away from, right? Would you say you could do it all day robot or it's a mitzvah? I think most of you would say it's a mitzvah, Baidikas Chametz, right? So the Mishnah Berurah in Taflam and Beis of Ches writes, Midina yachal lismach b'bedikas chametz anashim avadim uktanim. Right? You could have an isha, an eved, a cotton do it. He says, lechatchila, it's good for you to do it, ben rechayrin gedaylim, because it's a tircha gadol, and you're afraid maybe they won't do it properly. So the Evan Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Yanke Fisher, yes, very good question. He says, how could you give it to ktanim? Mishnah Berurah says, the reason why you can't, he says, batsim den emonim, but you want to do a better job without that. You would be able to give it to a cotton. A cotton is not bar shlichas, so since he's not a bar shlichas, you will not be mekayim the mitzvah. So it's not, in other words, the goal is not that we want your house cleaned of chametz, right? Tashbisu sarmi batecham, like if you could have a computer do it or a robot do it, it's a mitzvah asay of tashbisu. She says, if the mitzvah asay of tashbisu, how could a cotton who's not a bar shlichas do it? That is our first riddle. Okay, here's our next riddle. The Mishnah Berurah brings in Tafresh Tzadik Beis Aleph, the Magen Avram, that by Kriyas Megillah, which they give a clap in every shul that I've ever been to, what do they say? What did he say to Shechiyanu? Habin kavana zinin by the mitzvah Shechiyanu for Allah mitzvahs hayayim. Shav kavana for the mitzvah hayayim, Mishlayach Manes, Sudas Purim, etc. Tanis Lav Yainim. Question is, the Shechiyanu by the Seder of the that you make by Kiddush, L'chairas, for all the mitzvahs hayayim. So why don't you say, give a clap, and I've never seen this anywhere, have kavana by the Shechiyanu, to mechavin all the mitzvahs halayla, matzahs, mar, dalet kaisis, etc., etc. Hafikayman, why is there no such a minig by Kval Yisrael? That is riddle number two. Riddle number three. The Archas Chaim says that you don't make a mitzvah on the dalet kaisis because you don't know if you're going to finish them and you need all four, right? And you can't drink them all together. Shasam avasachas layatza. So since it needs a differential in timing and sipur between the kaisis, so be safik, you don't make berachas shachiyanu, right? Harachas chaim hilchas lel pesach simen zayin. Chayra, the behag, move a barush, right? Holds, and that's how we most shitas hold, that for sfiras omer you need 49 nights, right? And arachas chaim, broad in hilchas sfiras omer, holds like this too. So bezai, by Dalet Kaisis, which are only in the course of the next few hours, and they're sitting right in front of you. You don't make a brach on Dalet Kaisis, Akhtar Cheschayim. Why? Because maybe you won't finish them. Why by Sfira Saimer, which is over 49 days, do you make a bracha? Maybe you won't finish it. It's also a mitzvah that can't be Nasis Bevasachas. And you need all 49 according to the Bahag to complete them. Why is it different in Dalet Kaisis? That is question number three. Question number four. Rashi in the Torah, Parshas Vayera, Parshas Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud, says the Malachim came to Avram Avinu. When was it? It was the night of the Seder. Right? Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach. A lot of great things happened that night. It's also the night of when Esther went into the king. So the question is, how could he said to Sarah, Lushi V'asi Ugois, go make cake, go make bread for them, we'll make matzah for them, right? Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kala Tera Kula, and you're not allowed to do Malach on Yom Tov for an Akum, and he thought they were Arabs, or he wouldn't have made food. Malachim don't need food. Only afterwards that he found out. So how could have he told Sarah to make Lushi Vasi, you guys, Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kala Tera Kula? That is riddle number four. Riddle number five. This is from the Divrei Yecheskel, Simon Mem Heidav, Reb Yecheskel Bernstein, Rashivin Brisk, the other Brisk. Fabulous, lamdish question. The Ramban's opinion in Kedushin and Daf Lamed Dalet is that Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman grama, right? He argues, the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Tzmin Musafim and the Chinuch holds a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman grama, But Ramban holds it's a mitzvah she'ein hazman grama. Right? And the question is why? So Zakta Devrecha, Skolavel says that the Chi of Sfiris Oimer is not a din in Tezayanissen. It's not. It's totally in the Havoas Oimer. And when the time you brought to Oimer. Right? And the din of the Havoas Oimer. So it's true the Havoas Oimer is one day after Pesach. But the sphere is totally from the time of the curb, from an event, as opposed to a timing. So the fact that that event is on a time is secondary. So the Havo is Mechayivit, and not Tezayin Benisan. That is how the Riacheska learns. So the Velta is Akasha, and the great Brisker, this Brisker Rav. By the way, when I say the Brisker Rav, there were many Brisker Rav. There was, you know, the Bach was the Brisker Rav, Psholeib was Rav and Brisk, Cheskel Katzenel and Beugen was Rav and Brisk. So this Brisker Rav, Cheskel Bernstein, for fact, the Velt FM, the Mishnah Berurah says in Tavchavav that Noshim Apata from a Kiddush Levana, because it's a mitzvah seishas mangrama, because it's from the Moilid until Tezayin Bechaydish, and nobody argues on it. Nobody says Noshim Amachayiv in Kiddush Levana. So Lechaira, according to the Devrei Cheskel, who learns Pshat in the Ramban, that anything that's totally an event, Havoas HaKarbon, that's not called Zman Grama, because it's in an event, it's when the carbon came. He says, Kiddush Levana is also an event. Haraya Levana B'chidusha Mevarech. It's from the Zman HaMoilad, right? Until it stops Noilad anymore. So it's not totally in a time. Totally, is there a new Levana there? Is there not a new Levana there? So according to the Rei Cheskel's understanding of the Ramban, of why Sphere Saimer is not a Mishnah Zman Grama, because it's totally an event, why would Kiddush Levana be different? And this is going to be our last one. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph, brings that Mitzvah Sphere Saimer is a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. That's what we do. But it's not two mitzvahs, he says. And watch his Raya. If it was two mitzvahs, you would make two brachas. Al Sphirus Yimei Aimer. The fact that you don't make a bracha from Yamim and a bracha for Shvois is a raya that it's only one mitzvah. Problem is, the Rambam himself in the Adach Hazak in Perek Dal Hilchos Tefillin Halacha Dalet says that mitzvahs tefillin shel yad and mitzvahs tefillin shel reish are two mitzvahs. And he writes, you make one bracha on both of them. Comes out that we see that they will masakin one bracha on two mitzvahs. So what's his raya that Sfiras Aimer is one mitzvah? Must be that Yamim and Shavuos is one mitzvah because there's only one bracha. Maybe it's two mitzvahs, just like Tefillin Shel Reish and Tefillin Shel Yad. And just like Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Reish, that two separate mitzvahs get one bracha, so too the Sfiras Aimer, even though it's two mitzvahs, also get one bracha. That is the last of the riddles. I wish all my listeners a Chag Kosher v'Sameach, and remember to order the Mishnah Achrayna on Hilchos Shabbos. Chag Kosher v'Sameach.